founding documents that declare the destiny of the nation as we came. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed a trail towards freedom through the darkest of nights as we came. It was sung by immigrants as they struck out from distant shores and pioneers who pushed westward against an unforgiving wilderness. Workers who organized, women who reached for the ballot, a president who chose the moon as our new frontier, and a king who took us to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land. Yes, we can, the justice and equality.
Freedom, 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 fre at the world today, I see people full of anxiety. But I can't help but visualize a better home where we will all be free.
against an unforgiving wilderness. Yes, we can. It was the call of workers who organized, women who reached for the ballot, a president who chose the moon as our new frontier, and a king who took us to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land. Yes, we can to justice and equality. To opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can heal this nation. Yes, we can repair this world. Yes, we can. And so tomorrow, as we take the campaign south and west, as we learn that the struggles of the textile workers in Spartanburg are not so different than the plight of the dishwasher in Las Vegas, that the hopes of the little girl who goes to the crumbling school in Dillon are the same as the dreams of the boy who learns on the streets of L.A. We will remember that there is something happening in America, that we are not as divided as our politics suggest, that we are one people, we are one nation, and together we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, yes, we can. Yes, thank you, Hanson.
Do not bear false witnesses against